Well, the Newcastle Theatre Company is celebrating 60 years in 2017, and the play they're putting on at the moment called Inherit the Wind. So I thought we'd have a little bit of a look at what it's all about with Pearl Nunn and the director of Inherit the Wind. So we've gone right to the horse's mouth on this. Good morning, Pearl. Inherit the Wind, can you take us through what the play will look like, what we can expect?
Hi, good morning. Yes, the play is about a 24-year-old science teacher named Bertram Cates, and he's made the decision to illegally teach Darwin's theory of evolution to his students in a very small town in Tennessee, when the law actually states that only creationism can be taught in schools. And then he gets put on trial, and it's a big courtroom drama.
It very much does sound like a big courtroom drama, because based on all of that. Now, what can you take us behind the scenes on what it goes to, what actually goes behind putting a play of this magnitude together? What's some of the little secrets that those that aren't in the theatre may not be aware of?
Sure, absolutely. So, we've been working on this play for over 3 months, 3.5 months now, and we've got a big cast of 19, so everyone's been pitching in all manner of ways. And because Newcastle Theatre Company is a voluntary organisation, everyone's been giving up all their time to help the set come together, and everything. It's been a big group effort.
Do you find, Pearl, that because everyone is doing it on a voluntary basis, getting people not only committed is the wrong word, but able to sort of commit to these things can be more of a challenge as opposed to, say, a professional organisation?
It can be challenging, that's absolutely right. And sometimes people do have other commitments and they can't commit. But I've been really, really lucky. I've got an amazing team of about 30 people that's been working on this play. And I feel really lucky, actually.
How do you go having everybody remember their lines? Because I can't barely remember what I did this morning, let alone a lot.
It's a long haul. I get them to get rid of all their scripts about 5 weeks out, and then they just have to sort of muddle their way through for a while, and then we sort of get to the place where everyone knows their lines and it's all flowing really nicely.
Have you ever had a situation where somebody just completely, you're looking at them on stage on a performance and you think, I know that you've forgotten what comes next, and you're up there by yourself or with the other actor and you've just got to try and dig your way out of it?
Yes, I've been in that situation personally a few times, actually.
Oh,
and you've just got to cover for the other person, say your next line and get the flow back. And it's all about collaboration and actors helping each other out. That's really important.
But at least it didn't completely fall over. You were able to, between you all, dig your way out of the hole?
Yes, we did, yes.
That's the main thing. Well, look, make sure, now that I don't want to sort of put the kibosh on you, but hopefully that doesn't happen when Inherit the Wind hits the stage and, I guess, break a leg.
Thank you so much. Cheers.
Thank you. That's Pearl Nunn from Inherit the Wind and, indeed, the Newcastle Theatre Company. We have some more information about that at the Morning Show page of 2NURFM.com. Have a look at it and maybe you'll be able to get along and see somebody not forget their lines. 2NURFM, it's 26 past 11.